To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a little bit of Caribbean paradise comes to us from Lisa Sharp, who shared this view from her recent vacation to Secrets Wild Orchard Resort in Montego Bay, Jamaica, on social media earlier this week. Well, we have made it to the paradise known as the weekend, and as awesome as this scene of tropical splendor and the idea of experiencing some salt life can make us envious of island life, I have to remind us all that these vacation spots may be a nice place to visit, but they obviously don't compare to the comfort we find at home. So, I encourage all who read this to or hear this message to plan whatever getaway that may be on your heart, but to also try to be content with what you have here and now. I hate to burst your bubble, but I've been to Jamaica, and yes, the weather is awesome, and the beaches and Dunn's River Falls are beautiful. But there is also a great deal of poverty and brokenness there that isn't easy on the eyes or heart. That reminds you that what our homes may lack in tropical splendor is more than made up for by the stability and security of a first world economy. Similarly, the Christian life with the prohibitions against sin may not seem as exciting as a licentious lifestyle of reckless abandon and unadulterated satisfying of the flesh of a secular life, but when we consider the stability and security that comes from doing the right thing according to God's word and having our faith in Christ to give us eternal life, we realize that we have it much better off right where we are in God's kingdom than we ever could by trying to satisfy ourselves with what the world has to offer. As Christians, we have seen the truth and know that the glitz and glamour of this world can be enjoyed for a time and season, but we should never forget that we have found that our home is in Christ, and nothing else compares to life with Him. So let's keep walking and talking to God and draw close to Him in this season of Lent. As we continue with our current series, as we walk into day 16 of the 40-day journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. As a reminder, and as we will say each day of this journey, we take this path to mark the season of Lent and to draw closer to God in anticipation for the celebration of Easter. Knowing that if we take this journey of repentance seriously, we will not only see the days and seasons change, the Lord will use it to change us too. You can sign up to get this devotional yourself by going to the Bible Gateway link that we put on the blog. So, without further ado, we walk into day 16. As Bonhoeffer writes, "You are the salt, not you should be the salt." The disciples are given no choice whether they want to be salt or not. No appeal is made to them to become the salt of the earth. Rather, they just are salt, whether they want to be or not, by the power of the call which has reached them. You are the salt, not you have the salt. It would diminish the meaning to equate the disciples' message with salt, as the reformers did. What is meant is their whole existence, to the extent that it is newly grounded in Christ's call to discipleship, that existence of which the Beatitudes speak. All those who follow Jesus' call to discipleship are made by that call to be the salt of the earth in their whole existence. End quote. Not surprising. The biblical wisdom today that the study draws out is Matthew 5:13, in which Christ said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot." The questions to ponder section of the study asks the first question is, what are the qualities of salt that make it an apt metaphor for Jesus' disciples? Well, with a little help from a quick Google search of salt purifies, I was reminded by the folks at www.bibletools.org that salt is a symbol of preservation, permanence, incorruptibility, durability, purity, and covenant. as salt has a part in many ancient covenantal rites. Obviously, there are entire studies on why Christ would use this metaphor of salt for his disciples. Our covenant with God through our faith in Jesus not only preserves us, but it is also meant to purify us, as our new life in Christ is to cause us to repent and increasingly grow in our sanctification individually. But the Great Commission reminds us that as the salt of the earth, we are to take and share the gospel and to teach what we have come to know about living a pure and holy life from God's word and from the example that Christ gave us to all the world. The next question is, if Christ's call to discipleship changes our whole existence, in what way should the disciples' life be different from those who have not heard or accepted the call? The Christian disciples' life should be different from those who have not heard or accepted the call of Christ in the way they worship the Lord and the way they live their lives. While the world is permissive with its ethics, religions, and philosophies based on situations, cultures and current events, the Christian disciple would live according to what God's word says. Perhaps the biggest distinction that causes the disciples to be different from those who haven't received the call is their conviction that the Bible is true, Jesus is the Savior, and that sin is sin. A disciple not only believes these things intellectually, they live according to them and are not shy in sharing the truth that they know. The next question asks, is there any area of a disciple's life that is exempt from the call to be the salt of the earth? Explain. The phrase above that states that discipleship changes our whole existence makes it clear that there are no areas of a disciple's life that is exempt from the call to be the salt of the earth. We are to be representatives of God's kingdom. And although we will need to continually grow in our sanctification and maturity as we make the daily decision to follow Christ, we are not exempt in any areas of our lives to not be conformed to the image of Christ. The next segment of our study is a psalm fragment, and today's psalm fragment is Psalm 119, verses 34 through 37. And the psalmist said, give me understanding, that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Turn my heart to your decrees and not to selfish gain. Turn my eyes from looking at vanities. Give me life in your ways. Yeah, it's a good psalm. We need the understanding that comes from knowing the Word of God and, you know, the purity of it and the goodness that is derived from following it. So we do pray for the Lord to help us to turn our hearts to His law and to live according to the Word of God and not look at the vanities that are in the world. The next section is journal reflections. And the first prompting is, how does it feel to understand yourself as the salt of the earth? To understand that I am the salt of the earth gives me an identity with meaning and purpose. It means that I have been chosen by God to live with Him forever, and that I am to repent and to be more like Christ. It also means that I have the mission to take God's message of life and hope to the world. So being the salt and the light in the earth, salt of the earth means something. It means that I am to, you know, not be the person I was before I came to Christ, to change the way I live, to be aligned with what God's word says. And it means that I share the hope that is found in Christ with as many people as I can. How salty are you? Is the next question. While the world defines salty as slang for being angry, irritable, or hostile, Christ's idea of salty would be pure, and perhaps as being hostile to sin. While I am still a work in progress, I'm a lot purer than I used to be, and I would hope that what I write in this blog demonstrates that I am hostile to any ideology that denies the exclusivity of Jesus Christ to save or that goes against the Word of God. While I try to be balanced in sharing the truth in love, I guess I could be considered to be pretty salty. Let's see, the last journal prompting is list the ways in which you are salty in your family, workplace, and community. I am salty in all of these areas of my life by the way I live and by what I stand for. I worship the Lord daily in Bible study and prayer. I worship the Lord corporately and serve at my local church each Sunday. The ministry of my daily blog and podcast encourages Christian discipleship, quote unquote, 24/7, as I share an encouraging word 6 days a week and share Bible study on Sundays. I have publicly prayed for people at my workplace. I try to represent God's kingdom in all that I do, but admittedly could do more. God's call on my life has given me freedom and victory, and I feel compelled to speak because of his love for me. And that moves us on to the intercessions portion of our day, or the study, where it asks us to think of places in your community where salt is needed. Pray for your community of faith that it may be up to the call to be salt in those places. Lord God, and as we always say, when someone asks you to pray or you feel moved to pray, you should pray right away. Lord God, I can't think of anywhere in this world where salt is not needed. I pray for the community of faith to answer the call that you have put on their lives to be the salt of the earth by going into all those places and sharing the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ and encouraging the world to repent. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Lord, and finally, the prayer for today from the study is, Lord, in response to your call, I want to be who you made me to be, the salt of the earth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, that's the end of day 16's journey, 40-day journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. We do pray to be the salt of the earth today and all that we do. Today we will, I'm not sure, I have to go to a birthday party and I might sit in silence because I'm salt of the earth. I don't have a lot to say. That doesn't, you know, chit-chat isn't a big thing with me. I don't really have a lot of interests that go beyond my faith. I don't follow sports anymore, and I don't really watch, you know, a lot of secular television. And I'm not interested in these things. So, you know. Or home improvements or anything, you know. My hobby is the blog and sharing the truth of Jesus Christ. So, you know, with secular family members or friends, it might be a little difficult to have prolonged conversations because invariably, you know, if they ask about my life, I'll tell them what I'm doing in ministry and whatnot. When you're salt, you convict people just by your presence. So you often can find yourself standing alone or sitting by yourself. But I have my wife with me, so we can always enjoy each other's company. Not that we're unfriendly. We love the people in our lives and whatnot. But yeah, sometimes you find yourself eventually sitting by yourselves. Anyway, we have that today. I'll look forward to the food and fellowship that we can have with our family and friends at this birthday party. I also have prayer ministry today as I go under, you know, I have to take my seat on the couch, I guess, as a client for the Deeper Walk prayer ministry is to do 6 sessions with a prayer minister to know what being a client is like. And this will be good because while I've been through the Steps to Freedom in Christ, was led to that, I haven't had a lot of exposure to prayer ministry, and I chose to use someone from Deeper Walk's previous cohort to lead me through so I can see how what I'm supposed to be learning is applied. So not only will I be able to address some strongholds that I've been walking with for a while. I'll also be able to see how the process is done. So I hope to experience perhaps more victory, learn a new skill set, basically at the same time. So that's my Saturday. So I don't know what, some people have to work, some people are on vacation, some people are just home. So whatever that is for you today, let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Lord, we just thank you for making us salt and light of the earth. Lord, I didn't mind being salt because I was so so not salt. I was a complete rebel against the way you would have us live and what you would have us believe. And I needed to be purified. And I thank you for saving me and making me salt of the earth. And because of the victory and the freedom that you've given me, I'm here today to pray for all of us. Lord, that you would go before us and guide us in our day. We pray for you to show us what you want us to see and in our lives and in the world, and to guide us in the way we should go. We pray for anyone who's listening or reading this message today, that they'd be blessed by you, and that you would come alongside them in their walk and their prayer requests, Lord, because we're not called to go it alone. We're called to walk with you and to walk with our brothers and sisters in Christ as we go. So, Lord, we just pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.